Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures, telling stories of Texas history and heritage from diverse cultures that define the state's unique character for over 50 years. Details at texancultures.utsa.edu.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Downtown San Antonio, the restaurants, museums, and bars, you know, we're limited reopening is part of what's happening with the COVID-19 response. Downtown San Antonio is a big part of the city as and part of our tourism economy, especially with downtown hotels, retail stores, bars and restaurants, and the Riverwalk. How are these institutions going to be able to go back into business, engage individuals, have a profitable business, and still keep people safe? Call in if you are a Riverwalk worker, a river rat. I'm an old river rat myself. The number is 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. Are you ready to go back to work? How have you gotten by during these months? We're now joined by Maggie Thompson, Executive Director of the San Antonio Riverwalk Association. Maggie, welcome to The Source.
Hi, David. Thank you for having us. Love to talk about the Riverwalk.
And Matt Brown, CEO of Centro San Antonio, joins us. Matt, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much, David.
Maggie, if I go to the Riverwalk this afternoon, will I see all the restaurants back open?
Yes, about 60 to 70% of the restaurants are open. And I just want to take a second and just say how much I appreciate Joey's live reporting. I watch it. I watched last night, and I'm just so glad he remains safe, and just want to do a shout out for him. I really appreciate it. Does us all a great service.
So tell me how things are on the Riverwalk.
Yeah, you bet. So right now things are open. I would say about 60 to 70% of the businesses are open, and they follow the guidelines that have been established from the governor's office in our city. And so they are safe. We have a Riverwalk Safe program that I know Matt will weigh in a little bit, but it's posters are placed outside the entrances of businesses to let our guests and our customers know that they adhere to above and beyond safety guidelines and sanitation guidelines and want to make sure guests feel safe.
Matt Brown, CEO of Centro San Antonio, what is happening with the reopening of downtown from your perspective?
Similar to what Maggie's seen is that, you know, we see businesses starting to open up that have been for the last couple of weeks at the street level all around. I may be estimating 50%. We might be a little bit behind the Riverwalk opening. And I was just, you know, I can look out my window. I was walking around downtown in the last, you know, hour or so, and you see plenty of people. It feels like a beautiful, increasingly warm San Antonio summer day, and people seem to be outside enjoying it.
It doesn't help, Matt, that we do have these protests and marches. I mean, if your objective is to return back to a sense of normalcy in San Antonio, that's not what you're seeing, you know, with these marches.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I think I have a couple thoughts about that. The protests certainly on Saturday, there was, after the protests had sort of peacefully concluded, you know, we did experience some, you know, vandalism and the like, and you know, by a handful of you know, bad actors, and Sunday night was completely, you know, serene, and people were conducting a peaceful protest and vigils in Travis Park, and you know, yesterday or Monday, same. And yesterday, when you're downtown, what you can see is it was very little disruption into physical property and things like that. So I want to sort of separate the protests and people coming out to speak peacefully, and that I think is a part of what a great downtown offers, is it's a place for people to congregate and talk about important things, and that's happening right now, and that's something to acknowledge and be celebrated. And you know, the disruptors, very little happened last night, and we're expecting and hoping that nothing else happens as far as that part going forward. But as far as we can see downtown, it feels, you know, very normal, and we have a lot of optimism here, And we see a couple scars. You know, we see some of the restaurants and, you know, some places that are boarded up because they got vandalized. But as my landlord, I'm in 110 Broadway. Lawrence Siderly said, you know, 30, 60 days, everything was going to be reopened again, and we'll get those, you know, 20 or so businesses back up and running.
Maggie Thompson with the San Antonio Riverwalk Association, the restaurants that make up the River Bend part of the Riverwalk that people are familiar with, they didn't really have access to some of the other ways of serving the community that other restaurants did. They can't do drive-throughs. They don't have a neighborhoods to serve with a delivery type of a situation. How did they make it through? Did it just shut down and hunker down?
Yes, the majority of them shut down, and they are starting to open up with all the regulations in place, and you know they're at 50% of occupancy. But the city has been so wonderful, allowing some concessions with patios and sidewalks and outdoor seating, which is not going to be considered part of that 50%. And they're also giving some other concessions. Tomorrow, there's going to be a vote by City Council to include some parking incentives to encourage people to come down. So hopefully that will help make up some of the losses incurred since they were not able to do a lot of drive-through.
How many employees who have depended upon working in these restaurants and bars and other facilities downtown, how many were displaced?
Well, the majority of them, you know, most of them were furloughed, and most of the restaurants are trying to get them back. And I've heard that a lot of them are coming back, and some of them that wanted to take this opportunity to maybe retire or get a different job have taken that. But the restaurants and businesses have been able to get their employees to come back. Hotels hurt a little bit more. They have much higher employee amount of staff, and they've had a harder time getting their employees to come back. So the Riverwalk normally throughout the year sees about 13 to 14 million visitors, and that does not include conventions. And it's about a $3.5 billion economic impact to the city. And we see so much of that impact during spring break and during the summer months and right around Christmas. So this is absolutely hitting at a very tough time, but we're hoping to recapture some of that throughout the summer.
All right, we have
a safe way.
In a safe way. We'll get to that in a second. Here's a voicemail. Mm-hmm.
San Antonio's tourism industry is definitely going to have to be patient and wait till everyone as a whole is comfortable enough to travel again. And in the interim, while we are waiting, of us San Antonians that are not comfortable to travel, then we need to try to come and help support our tourism industry. Come downtown, take tours, do tourist-like activity that we would normally do if we were on vacation, if we are not going to go on vacation.
So, Matt Brown with Centro San Antonio, do you think that San Antonians should do the tourist thing and come downtown?
Yeah, I would like to very much high-five that caller. So, thank you very, very much. And I would add to that is come down to enjoy downtown, because there's all kinds of experiences and places for you just because you live here, right? So, the tourist items would be great. Get on the Riverwalk. If you said you were a river rat, take some of those tours and have those experiences, because it's more local than ever, right? You can really own the spaces that sometimes people may not want to go to because they feel like they're more oriented towards tourists, but now they're really, you know, absolutely available for locals. But all around downtown, I mean, there's incredible museums and cool bars and fantastic restaurants and interesting retail and nooks and crannies to explore. So we all believe that downtown is really the downtown for everybody, and we would appreciate for sure anyone in San Antonio coming down to enjoy downtown, and that would be wonderful.
And Maggie Thompson, are you seeing locals, or would you welcome the encouragement to have local San Antonians come down and enjoy the Riverwalk?
Yes, it's amazing the business owners report, because they ask where they're from. They report a lot of locals, especially over the Memorial Day weekend. And we estimate our boat tours will start opening back up of mid-June in the Alamo, mid-June, and then our Visit San Antonio will start promoting staycations. So we definitely want to tap in to local visits. And some of our businesses are taking this time of downtime to spruce up their place, to remodel. So they're going to see an incredibly clean and beautiful, even more beautiful Riverwalk.
So the San Antonio Safe Campaign is this, what this is called, Riverwalk Safe Campaign. So Maggie, what's being done to make this a safe visit to these restaurants while COVID-19 is still out there?
Well, in conjunction with Centro, we partnered and we utilized the CDC guidelines, the City Greater Safer Together guidelines, the Texas Restaurant Association guidelines, and even expanded on them because we're a little bit different location. We're outside, we're the Riverwalk. We're not just one specific restaurant. So our qualifications, our guidelines are, you know, to protect the employee, to protect the guest. The Riverwalk itself is being cleaned, the handrails by Centro, and power washed, and they're going to be doing some specific sanitizing methods on it to at night, and then there'll also be some sanitizing stations that the city's installing permanently. So we have some mechanisms in place to add to the safety of our guests.
Matt Brown at Centro San Antonio. Market Square is opening back up today. What does that mean for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, that's great. I mean, beyond it's being absolutely, you know, historic, there's, what did I hear? I think you said earlier, 100 or so small businesses.
Little food vendors. Legacy. I mean, that was land that was donated to San Antonio by the King of Spain at the founding of San Antonio as property dedicated to the people of San Antonio. It has been that since the initial founding of the city for 300 years.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, and that is a place when I live across the street. That is a place, particularly on a Friday, Saturday, afternoons and evenings, is just full of families and people out dancing, communing, eating. It's great. It's awesome. So it's awesome to see that turn back on. And if I could add to what Maggie was saying around clean and safe, as you may know, Centro, our reason for being is to help downtown be more beautiful, playful, prosperous, and welcoming. And in that welcoming and beauty in particular is around making it clean and safe. And since the COVID pandemic began, we've changed a lot of our work, and that will go on indefinitely. In preparation, we both want to protect people who are here and continue to prepare for when people want to come back. And just to give you one example, before the crisis was happening, we were hand wiping down and washing what's called infrastructure. So that would be benches and the beautiful green clock on Houston Street. And that was about 250 times a week.
That's the Hertzberg clock.
The Hertzberg clock, thank you. And yeah, the name eluded me for a second. And then since then, we changed over from cleaning to disinfecting. So we actually use eco-safe disinfectant that kills viruses and bacteria. And we now hand wipe down 11,000 infrastructure a week. So that's every crosswalk button numerous times a day, all the scooter handles, every exterior door handle that we can find. So that is just one example of the detail that we are taking in making downtown safe and clean, not just as a part of this response to the pandemic, but now forever, so that we are. I think I feel confident in talking to my peers across the country that there is no city that's safer and cleaner downtown than San Antonio.
Many of the booths that sell delicious food items at the Market Square, these are little mom and pop booths. They depend on those booths for their income. Are they going to be provided or directed towards using PPE?
So I would direct that question mostly to the city, since the city owns the most of that property. But what I do know the city has done, and we collaborated with them on that, was that they have initiated a similar program to the Safer Riverwalk, which is the Greater Safer Together program. And I know that they have invited all of the businesses at Market Square to take that pledge, which is a pledge to demonstrate that they are going to align to and use all of the safe practices. And the city, as you may know, last week we distributed out around 6,600 PPE and other safety kits to small businesses. Centro helped with that as well. And we continue to provide access to all those kinds of masks and sanitizer to the small businesses who need them. So I suspect the answer is yes, but I can't give you an authoritative yes, just because it's the city who really leads that.
And so, Maggie Thompson, there's a lot going on. COVID-19, economic downturn, we got these events happening around the country. When do you expect to see the Riverwalk back on firing on all cylinders?
Gosh, we're hoping, the end of the summer that we are doing much more and better, and all the guidelines have been relaxed. But again, that just is dependent on what happens in the environment. It's ready, but we also want to communicate out that we're ready when visitors are ready to come down, when they are ready. But we've made it ready. We've made it safe. So hopefully they'll feel comfortable. It's a great place to walk. Even if they don't want to go to a restaurant, it's a great place to bring your family just to enjoy the day out. We see a lot more folks with dogs. The hotels report getting more guests that bring their pets. One of them reported that a lady brought two pet ducks. So we're hoping that as the guidelines relax, more people will come down, but that they'll feel safe and they'll be safe.
And so there's plenty of ducks downtown already. Maybe they know that already.
I know.
And so Maggie Thompson and all the restaurants, did any of them have to file for bankruptcy during this time?
I did hear of one or two of them shutting down. I don't know if they filed for bankruptcy, but I know they won't be back. And again, some of them took the time to remodel and to enhance their operations. And so we'll see going further if there's a little more economic damage throughout the summer, right, what the case will be. But right now, they're pretty sound.
Matt Brown, the Alamo you can't go visit the Alamo right now. It's a big tourist attraction. They're walling it off. Spanish Governor's Mansion, that's closed. Institute of Texan Culture, that's closed. There's still a lot here that's not open.
Fair enough. And the Alamo, it's kind of a unique case for the moment. I think the city and we are all hoping that by the end of this weekend that they can reopen. It's really in response to security and making sure it stays safe during this protest period. The rest of the facilities that we know, for example, like the Witte start opening up, they're slightly on the north side of downtown, but other entities are starting to open up when they feel comfortable and ready. But I see each day more and more organizations are opening back up and businesses are opening back up.
And that means jobs will start coming back online, jobs that many in San Antonio depend on. Meanwhile, you're inviting San Antonio residents to come downtown and enjoy the Riverwalk and some of our sites and some of our fine restaurants that we now have downtown. I want to thank Matt Brown, CEO of Central San Antonio, Maggie Thompson, Executive Director of San Antonio Riverwalk Association. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of our theme parks and zoos, how they're reopening. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Stay with us.